frontier. The final solution to your podcast problem.
All right, we are back from a little hiatus where we have stricken contact with the Vice news editor Johanna Hagberg of Nordfront.se. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And hello.
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 All right. The topic at hand was a little incident that we had in a place called Kopparberg in Dalarna, I believe it is. And you're here to talk about what has happened and what we've been up to in that area. So, just go ahead.
First I need to say that Kopparberg is a very small town, or I would like to say village, but I've heard that I'm wrong if I say that it's a village, but it's a very, very small town. Mm. In Örebro län, and Kopparberg has been really affected by the mass immigration, especially since 2015, I would say, where the town has experienced an increasing criminality. And ever since I moved to Dalarna from Stockholm, I've heard complaints about how unsafe the town has become for the locals. So last Tuesday, a woman in her 20s was out for a walk with her dog when a foreigner approached her. He was initially quite polite and was curious about her dog, but then suddenly from nowhere he got aggressive and grabbed the dog leash and tried to steal it from the owner. The woman made resistance and wouldn't let go of the leash, so the man pulled out a knife and stabbed the woman in the stomach. Or I wouldn't say stab, but he did a cut on her stomach. The woman then tried to defend herself and her dog, so she kicked him on his leg. So the foreigner ran away. But just an hour later, a woman in her 60s, also walking her dogs, was attacked, this time by two racial strangers, and she was raped.
Mm.
Yeah. They have no description of how the perpetrators looked like or anything, but in local Facebook groups, it became quite clear that these perpetrators weren't white, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So a group of members and activists of the Nordic Resistance Movement decided to visit Kopparberg and do a safety patrol. And the patrol went well, and the members also spread some propaganda in mailboxes, put leaflets on the windshields on cars, talked to people who were very positive towards the organization. And they also begged us to come back to Kopparberg because they felt safe when we were there.
Mm.
After a while, a police car also showed up and started, as usual, to follow the group. And the group at the beginning didn't care about the police. But after a few minutes, two teenagers ran after the group and said that the police had taken the leaflets off the cars. So Per Sjögren, näst leader of Dalarna, and Niklas Norling, who is an activist, then went to the police and confronted them. The police, of course, denied that they had taken the leaflets. And at first, they also denied that they were there only because of the resistance movement, and that they didn't follow the group. But later they admitted to it by saying that it's so-called standard procedure, that they follow groups that come to different towns.
Mm, definitely.
Which, of course, is total BS. nothing actually happened more that evening. The people in Kopparberg were very nice. Nobody complained about the group being there. And what I've heard, many teenagers also came up to the group and said that the situation in Kopparberg is terrible, and that women are scared to be outside, scared of being raped, assaulted. So they begged us to come back, which we of course promised that we would do. And after the patrol in Kopparberg, we were contacted by people that had seen that on Facebook, in Facebook groups, there had been the action in Kopparberg had gone viral, and people were excited of us being there. Of course, some were not so happy about it, but I would say after reading the comments, which were about 200, that 80 to 90% of them were positive towards us. So, and those who weren't so happy about us, they said, they have written like, why isn't anybody here scared that the resistance movement was here? This is terrible. Aren't you afraid? And people were like, why aren't you afraid and scared and pissed off that women are getting raped here and assaulted and stabbed? And people were really upset about those people complaining about us being there.
That's definitely a good sign. So I'm reading that Kopparberg has 4,200 inhabitants in 2015.
Yes.
So it's something between a village and a small town, like you say.
Yeah.
And then they've probably smacked a few hundred racial strangers, maybe. Thousand,
yes,
in there. And this lady that was attacked, she's saying that she's so fed up with it, that there's not one day that goes by without something happening.
Yeah.
And you know, in a small area like that, and you put so many racial strangers in it, it's bound to have incidents all the time. So, but yeah, I named it when the social contract is broken, the Nordic resistance movement has to step in. And then the people in the community, they see us as, even though we didn't do anything, just our presence is like being the saviors, because the police are doing everything they can to not solve the case, so to speak. they're not putting out a description. They're not, you know, actively looking for him.
Yeah, I also heard... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I just remembered that one of the activists told me that when they were there and the police car showed up, a local townie said that, oh, look, the police are coming. It's about time. And then the activists told them that, yes, but they're here only because of us.
And, exactly.
And the locals didn't believe him at first. But later on, when they saw that the police car followed the activist, they got stunned by it. They couldn't understand why the police showed up when a group of men and women only were patrolling the streets and handing out leaflets when there had just been a rape and a stabbing. And they didn't show up at immediately.
Yeah, it's insane. Because they show up immediately if we have activity. Then there's no problem. And they stick around as well. They stick around and follow us around. Even though, like I think you said as well, they backed off a little bit. They were still around for the entire activity.
Yeah.
And they took it upon themselves to remove flyers that we had put in on car windshields. It's just standard practice for them.
Yeah, that they of course denied that they had taken the leaflets, but I believe, isn't it illegal to steal political propaganda?
Well, probably. I'm not sure.
I don't know how the law goes, but if I think logically about it, it is that if you, without permission, take someone else's property, it is theft, and the police does not have the right to do so without a warrant. So I guess if the person whom the police took the leaflet from would report it, it would be a crime, I think.
Yeah. But they, of course, denied it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. And the perpetrators has not been arrested. The police are now begging to locals to contact them if they have any information. But they claim that they have no description of them. And but everyone in the local Facebook groups had very good description of how the perpetrators looked like. And it was very clear that they weren't ethnic Swedes.
Yeah, because the woman with the dog must have had the woman that got raped as well must have had a very good look at the perpetrator, very good description. And
yes.
I think as long as the police are looking for a white male, they're not gonna find the suspect. That's
no.
That's the problem. But yeah, it's really sad when you have such extreme crime in a small community and the police are pretending to solve crime. It's baffling, and it's very nice that we're there showing the contradictions. That
yes, and I was in that Facebook group and read all the comments, and later on the Facebook thread was deleted because it was probably too positive.
Mm.
Towards us. There was one man who wrote, I can't understand why you're complaining about this. These are very good guys and women, and I really, really hope that they come back to Kopparberg very, very soon. People were interested in the demonstration in Ludvika and Boden and asked questions, and they had almost nobody had anything negative to say. Except for maybe two or three persons that were upset that we were there.
Hmm. Yeah, they'll probably save those comments.
Yes, but it's very nice to hear and see that people are getting very positive towards us and that they aren't afraid to say it.
Yeah,
I would probably say 2 years ago, probably nobody would have said that. But now there were over 200 comments and 80 to 90% of the comments were just positive. So we're making progress here in Dalarna.
Well, I think people start realizing the safest place you can be is when you find a people from the Nordic Resistance Movement.
Yes.
I'm not just saying that. That's just the truth, and I think that's coming out. And whatever the media lies and the police is lying about, or those people saying it's horrible, you're walking the streets in Kopparberg. Again, we talked about media before you came on, and all this lying and those people are waking up to this, you're going to see continued success in those areas. People are going to join up, and see us as a solution to this hell we have.